Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
12-year-old boy dies after rollover accident on Adon Road. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Late Monday night at around 11 p.m., Campbell County Sheriff's deputies were called to a one-vehicle rollover on Adon Road between Highway 59 and I-90. Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds said a 17-year-old boy had reportedly been driving north in a gray 2008 Toyota on Adon Road when he lost control of the vehicle and entered the ditch. A 12-year-old boy was a passenger in the Toyota when the accident occurred. Reynolds said the 17-year-old had been trying to get a moth out of the vehicle and had accidentally gone off the road into the ditch on the east side, then abruptly turned back onto the road, causing it to roll two times. The 12-year-old, identified as Elfon Cabarello, was ejected from the vehicle during the rollover. Deputies found him unresponsive. EMS transported him to the Campbell County Memorial Hospital, where he was pronounced deceased. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum said Cabarello succumbed to head and chest trauma sustained from the rollover. Reynolds said the 17-year-old driver had no signs of impairment and no injuries from the crash. Increased West Nile virus cases, including death, confirmed. As Wyoming experiences more West Nile virus activity this season than over the past decade, the Wyoming Department of Health is emphasizing mosquito bite prevention. According to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Health, there have been 20 cases reported, including the death of an older Fremont County woman, among residents so far this year. Of these cases, 12 have involved the more severe neuroinvasive type of illness. Cases have been reported from Campbell, Fremont, Goshen, Laramie, Natrona, Park, Platt, Sheridan, and Washakie counties. Mosquito pools and animals from around the state continue to test positive for the virus. Quote, "This is clearly Wyoming's most active West Nile virus season in at least a decade, and it does not appear to be over yet," said Courtney Tillman, epidemiologist with the Wyoming Department of Health. Quote, "It remains important to avoid mosquito bites to help prevent illness with the virus, which can sometimes be quite serious." Tillman noted many people who have likely been ill with West Nile virus this year have not been tested and do not realize what caused their symptoms. Quote, "It's been estimated that for every confirmed neuroinvasive case, there may be roughly 30 fever cases. Many, if not most, of these cases have not been identified with testing," Tillman said. While most infected people don't have symptoms, among those who become ill, symptoms include fever, headache, body aches, skin rash, and diarrhea. A very small number of individuals develop West Nile virus neuroinvasive disease with symptoms such as a severe headache, fever, neck stiffness, stupor, disorientation, coma, tremors, convulsion, and paralysis. West Nile virus is spread by mosquitoes when they feed on infected birds and then bite people, animals, or other birds. Reported annual human cases have ranged from one with no deaths last year to 393 and nine deaths in 2003 since West Nile virus first appeared in Wyoming in 2002. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.